From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. The world's biggest sporting event will not be headed to these shores in 2022. Ahead in Only a Game, the World Cup goes to Qatar, or Qatar, or that little country near Saudi Arabia. Also, an Arizona city embraces elite Australian footballers, and distinguished documentarian Frederick Wiseman discusses his latest film, Boxing Gym. Also ahead, a conversation with Mantle biographer Jane Levy, who recalls her days interviewing the Mick.
Here I found myself stuck beneath 200 pounds of grade A American hero, passed out, dead drunk, face down in my lap.
How could you not stay tuned?
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
Shall I recall the candidates? Australia, Japan, Korea, Qatar, United States of America. The winner to organize the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
And so the efforts of the U.S. bid committee to ensure that this country would become the center of the soccer world for a few weeks, 12 years hence, went for naught. Sunil Gulati, the president of the U.S. Soccer Federation, did his best to appear gracious in the face of this disappointment.
We're thankful that we had the support of so many, disappointed for our fans and everyone involved in the game, whether it's professional teams, the government support that we've had, and everyone else that supported. So we're thankful for that and disappointed for them as well as us.
The U.S. hosted the World Cup in 1994. Japan and South Korea co-hosted the event in 2002. For 2022, FIFA apparently felt it had to go with youth rather than experience, which delighted Sheikh Mohammed bin Hamad Al Thani, the chairman of the Qatar bid committee.
Thank you for believing in change. Thank you for believing in expanding the game. Thank you for giving Qatar a chance. And we will not let you down. You will be proud of us. You will be proud of the Middle East. And I promise you this.
Plans for the 2022 World Cup now call for the construction of a number of open-air, air-conditioned desert venues, which are to be disassembled and shipped to various disadvantaged countries when it's time for the circus to leave town. U.S. fans hoping to see another World Cup on their turf were not the only ones disappointed by FIFA on Thursday. England's bid to host the party in 2018 had the official support of David Beckham and various members of the royal family, but Russia got the nod. Joining me now to comment on these events is Sports Illustrated's Grant Wall. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Is it your impression that Sunil Gulati, the president of U.S. Soccer, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and Nelson Mandela impersonator Morgan Freeman thought the U.S. would win this and thus were genuinely surprised by FIFA's decision?
I don't know if Sunil Gulati, the U.S. soccer president, was surprised. Maybe Bill Clinton and Morgan Freeman. Maybe they weren't totally aware of how ruthless the politics can get in FIFA, which is a very opaque organization, as we learned again this week. Very hard to predict what they would do, and they chose two interesting candidates that not many people maybe would have chosen based on the merits.
Officials in Qatar have said the country will build 8 new air-conditioned open-air stadiums, which will be dismantled and shipped to needy countries after the World Cup is over. How much of this plan seems like a good idea?
I know that technology could advance a lot in the next 12 years, but I have a hard time seeing this being pulled off. These stadiums that are going to be tremendously futuristic with air conditioning, even though it's open air for fans and players, which they'll need for temperatures that can get as high as 120 degrees in the summer in Qatar, they've got a lot on their plate now for the next 12 years to make sure they can back up these claims, which are pretty outlandish.
Grant, there was talk before the decision about how much good winning the opportunity to host the World Cup in 2022 would have done Major League Soccer. Will the failure of the U.S. bid hurt pro soccer here?
It's a real missed opportunity because this would have been something to point toward for the next 12 years for the league to get new investors and sponsors and really start to rally not just the soccer community here, but the sports community around this league and where it's going. And I don't think it's going to doom MLS by any means, but I think it's going to make their work longer, maybe a little bit harder to become more a part of the daily sports conversation.
On the outrage meter, folks in England, which lost out to Russia in a bid to host the 2018 World Cup, appear to measure considerably higher than people in the U.S. I wonder, is this just because soccer matters so much more in Great Britain, or is it because the Brits really were sure they would win?
Well, if you look at the betting lines in the U.K., they had England as the favorite to win, and to go out first is a tremendous humiliation, much like Chicago was humiliated by going out first in the Olympic bid last year. So the English-speaking countries got varying degrees of humiliation yesterday. You had the United States not being able to beat Qatar, a country the size of Connecticut. You had England going out in the first round with only 2 votes, and you had Australia going out first in the 2022 bid process and only getting 1 vote.
The choices of Russia and Qatar have led to charges that FIFA's judges pay less attention to which countries might be the most appropriate hosts than they do to various other variables, such as money. I don't want to ask you exactly if you feel that FIFA is corrupt, but how corrupt is FIFA?
FIFA's pretty corrupt, I think. That's the perception that's out there, and they certainly didn't help that perception by choosing Russia and Qatar this week, whose bids were judged to be risky by FIFA's own inspectors. FIFA puts out a pretty big charade of going through all this long process of asking for 1,000-page bid books and sending out inspection teams to write reports on the merits of each bid country, and yet you get the sense they don't even read any of those things, that it comes down to 22 old men in a room in Zurich who would probably be pretty well suited for playing on Survivor. These guys are some of the more ruthless politicians you'll ever run into, and it's a pretty opaque process.
Grant Wall writes about soccer for Sports Illustrated, and he has just returned from Zurich, where FIFA delighted soccer fans in Russia and in Qatar. Grant, thanks very much for speaking with me.